Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week four of the January 2016 celestial timings. And Mercury is making its second conjunction to Pluto. And it's around 15 degrees, almost 16 degrees of Capricorn, but still very close to being in zodiacal alignment with the star Vega. And Vega, you may remember, was the star that was made famous in the movie Contact. It's where Jodie Foster went in the contraption that they created. And so there's a lot of amazing light codes that come from the star. It was the pole star 13,000 years ago. So it was the star that marked north and will be the pole star 13,000 years from now. And so it is a pivotal point in the sky. It's also part of the summer triangle with Deneb and Altair. And it crosses the band of the Milky Way, the center point of the, or the plane of our galaxy. Or it's on the outer edge of that band. And Deneb is right on it. And then Altair is also on the outer edge and forming that triangle. So also creating a portal. What's the Stargate portal that this is about? And Pluto comes by this part of the sky every 248 years and is there pretty much this entire year, and mostly all of last year as well. So it's pretty powerful. Then we're going to have Mercury stationed direct on January 25th at 14 Capricorn 55. And I already mentioned how that's the exact station point for Pluto in September. So this Pluto Mercury activation is really profound because they, of course, the Mercury is with Pluto right as it's stationing direct, and so it seems to be really activating something in these degrees that are connected to Vega as well. So not exactly sure what that means. It's something for us to dream into and to perhaps connect, ask our guides, maybe go take a shamanic journey to Vega and ask what's going on, what's up with this, and tuning into that. Also on January 25th, the moon is entering Virgo, so passing by Regulus, the heart of the lion, and will be with Jupiter on January 26th. Again, this is the stationary, Jupiter's still pretty stationary. It's not moving very much in the sky right now, but it is headed back towards Regulus, making slow movement and progress back towards Regulus. And it will be within about 13 degrees of Regulus when it stations direct. And then as we go to January 28th, the moon will be in Libra. And that means that it's right at that point of the tail of the lion and the head of the virgin priestess, the equinox point. And also on January 28th, we're going to have the second of those three Jupiter North Node conjunctions. So another opportunity. They really don't only go a few minutes apart from January 23rd to 28th and come back together due to the retrograde motion of them, of what's going on. And so it's like this whole last week of January is this powerful activation around the vision for the destiny of humanity in relationship to the sacred. What is sacred? And some might say love is sacred. When we can connect with whatever we're doing from a place of love, that is sacred. And but there may be other ways of perceiving that or working with that. So tuning in to this powerful activation. And if you have planets, angles, or nodes in Virgo, you're on the leading edge of this. This is something that's being activated in your destiny, an expansion taking place, a new vision that is connected to what is your soul's intent and your destiny, especially around being connected to the patterning of life and to the sacredness of life and how we honor life as sacred. And then Mercury is conjunct Pluto again on January 29th, still very near Vega. And as we end the month, we're going to have the last quarter moon in Scorpio, and Mercury again square Uranus. So if we think about the last quarter moon is the time to integrate and synthesize what's been taking place. And Scorpio would say that whatever it is, it better be something you feel passionate about. And if you don't have energy, if it's not juicing you, if it's not something that's really charging your batteries, then it's probably not yours to let it go. And Mercury square Uranus is also, again, shifting our perception. So we begin the month with this expansive perceptive possibilities, and we end the month with another opportunity to do that as well, and to really ponder what it is that we're thinking about, how we're perceiving our reality, and what ways can we liberate any limited perceptions that hold us back from being who, to be free to be who we truly are. And so that really kind of sums up this last week of January 2016.